Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
On the line now, I have People Before Profit Councillor Andrew Keegan, and Andrew is also Chairman of the Board of Management of Margaret Aylward Community College. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning, John. And, morning, how are you doing?
I'm good, and thanks very much for taking the call. The last time we spoke, we're going to talk about the Margaret Aylward Community College rather than politics this morning. We talked about the Museum of Identity, which was a great little initiative that was going on there in the school. People might remember that.
For the transition year, yeah.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, it sounded fantastic. I meant to get down to it, but I didn't make it. We're going to talk about events for parents that's happening in the Margaret Aylward Community College. But will you tell us and the listeners, just tell us a bit about the school, what it's all about. And I know there's great achievements being made that you're very proud of.
Yeah, essentially the Margaret Aylward School is the students there will be of a certain demographic, kind of, you know, disadvantage, maybe some problems at home and stuff like that. But in general, the CDHEB took over as the patron, kind of, on the ethos there. It's like a ETB sort of ethos there now. And the kind of the role of the teachers in relation to the students will be, you know, very one-on-one, very much, dealing with the problems that they have, trying to get on board with, you know, getting focused on education and stuff like that and staying in school. But the main focus will be obviously for the girls and the students to stay and do their leaving cert and, you know, accentuate the importance of education. But it requires a bit of effort. But the teachers do put a lot of effort into the students, to the fact that last year all our students went to further education, and a number of them went to the top colleges in Dublin. So by the time the students came to their leaving cert, they would have kind of worked out a career path, what their interests are and stuff like that. And these maybe, I suppose in the past, the parents wouldn't have been too focused on, studying and what the needs are, the requirements are to get on in the world. So as far as the success of the school and the teachers, a lot of these girls have come around, have gone full circle to being, achievers and contributors to society. So it's the school in itself, I suppose in the past maybe had a reputation that it wasn't kind of all that academic. So the idea now is to bring the school into the community and say, look, we can do this for your daughter, for your child, and say, look, if you're looking for a school that pays attention to, the ABCs of getting grades and going and getting on in the world and stuff like that, then, Margaret Aylward is that sort of school. So, with that on board, the idea now is for the board of management of the school, I said, well, let's get the parents in here, not just the parents of existing students, but the parents of potential students in the future who might want to come here and, meet the teachers, meet the staff. So the idea now would be to facilitate various different courses or various different meetings with, the outside world, so to speak, in Beaumont, Century and beyond, that, might have a daughter to go to school there. And to a certain extent, kind of publicise publicly the school. That was the whole point of the transition year, the living museum in your locality. So there's all a part of that to promote the school to the outer world, because if people pass by schools and not know anything about them. So you want to change that idea that when you pass the school, you remember various different activities that happened there for the community,
Yeah, now not everybody would be aware, as you said, of the Margaret Aylward Community College. I am, and because I used to live off Chantala Road there, so I'm quite aware of it. And just explain to the people where they are. If, as you say, potential parents of potential students, it's the Thatch Road, Whitehall. Just explain to people, it's in behind the church on the Swords Road.
That's right. Yeah. Well, it's tucked in behind the church. It's in behind the main Whitehall church there that you will see going up and down the Swords Road there. And obviously, there's the park there beside that. So that so you can get in and around from that way. So if you look at the locality that would be the catchment area for Margaret Aylward would be Beaumont, Santry, then on the other side, Lark Hill, again, do a bit of Santry on that end of Shannon's Road up around there. And, of course, the bus routes all come from Ballymun, they've come from Drumcondra, Glasnevin, and also Beaumont and further down to Dunacarney. So it's well served by bus routes. So within, I suppose, 2, 3, 4, 5 mile radius, would be the catchment area for the school,
Yeah, and there's access as well from Collins Avenue there.
That's right. You can go right through, there's pedestrian access right through there as well. So any bus, for example, stopping on the Sword Road, if a parent was going to, like these are young adults that would be going to school, post-primary cycle and leadership cycle. So they'd be well able to use the bus services up and down the main routes into town,
Right, well, we talk about these events for parents, and as you said, it's not just parents of students there already, it's for potential students as well. There's a couple of them, they seem to be happening on Wednesdays. There's an interesting one there, the new junior certificate and what the new curriculum means for your child. Is there a big change is happening, Andrew?
Well, there is, At the moment, the first change is in the English, and the English cycle was the first topic. Now, I know there's a lot of other topics coming on board, but the streaming of the new cycle is kind of going by topic. So Margaret A was kind of, we decided to get on board fairly sharpish, and we're one of the first schools to, start getting, bringing in the new cycle, So, in fact, we're the first ETB for junior girls to bring in the new cycle. So the idea of the meeting was to inform parents, we're on board on as far as bringing in the junior cycle fairly quickly, and then of course to explain to parents that may have students or potentially have students who want to come into school and get to know what's happening with the junior cycle. So we're on board with English. Obviously the other topics, you'll have maths, I think, and a few other topics which will be coming aboard. So the junior cycle is changing, but changing gradually, topic by topic. So the idea, I suppose, is quite daunting for parents to say, well, junior cycle, what does that mean, and what are the subjects? So the idea is to bring the parents in. You don't have to be, obviously, parents of students, and any parents in the locality are more than welcome to attend, and introduce them, meet their teachers, and in a very informal way, say, look, this is what's happening with the junior cycle. You've probably seen it in the news, but, didn't meet about it because he didn't feel they were interested. But so, in a kind of normal way, introduce them to that. And so that was the idea of that one. There'll be more topics then on the other subjects as we go along, as we introduce them.
Yeah, and it's always a good thing for parents to meet teachers and get to know them, and
it's the teachers that give you the feel of the school. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's the teachers that are there, including the head and the deputy head, who will give you an idea of, I think my daughter would like it here or not, And the girls are very well looked after, that they're treated in such a way that, they're important. It's the hierarchy, it's the students first, and, the staff are there for them. It's not the other way around, And that is the ethos of the school, that, in relation to the considerations of the teachers and the staff and the board of management, full and foremost, the students are, they're considered first. And the results, obviously, from the leaving cert results and our students going to third level is showing up. 100%, almost 100% of our students are going to further education, because we treat them, the ethos is we treat the students as the priority,
That's a fantastic achievement, and it's all down to the dedication of the teachers. Now that one, the junior cert, the new junior cert, that's happening on Wednesday, the 7th of March. On Wednesday, the 21st of March, there's a first aid.
So the first aid is the transition year are going to do the first aid. As a task to do within the transition year, and it's emboldened on students to have a responsibility to a certain extent. But if something happens, like you hear stories about a teenager, saving the life of somebody on the street or whatever, because they had the skill set of being able to use forced aid. So we felt, well, it would be an interesting, I'm sure there's lots of parents who might go away or whatever, and their child might be sick, and, you know, if they had forced aid, you know, as a result of experience, they said, God, I wish I had forced aid. So this is what this is about. It's certainly parents, giving the parents a skill set and the confidence to say if there's something wrong with their child that they could deal with. Of course, obviously, you know, if something's serious, then you call a doctor or you go to the hospital.
Yeah.
But first aid is a skill set that we think parents would be interested in. Again, it's another opportunity for the teachers, you know, to meet the parents, or parents to meet the staff in the school, you know. So, it's part of our approach now to get out there into the community and not just be a school building, but a school building that wants people to interact with it, you know.
Yeah, and the last one, which is on the 28th,
cyberbullying. Now,
that's a very important one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we don't know who's going to come, who's going to turn up, or whatever. You know what I mean?
But personally, I think every parent should go to that because it's so.
But the cyberbullying, we hope we anticipate a good number of parents will come to that. Now, again, the parents don't have to have a student at the school to come. Anyway, even if you don't have any children in school, you might have nieces and nephews that could be in school, and you might, you know, if you're an aunt or an uncle or whatever, or a grandparent, cyberbullying is very, very important to understand and how it affects our students and how it affects
their whole personality, you know, and stuff.
Yeah, the whole, it's a whole new thing. It's all based on, you know, technology and smartphones and stuff like that. So, parents may not have smartphones, they may not be computer savvy, they may not be tech savvy, and in reality the students aren't as tech savvy as they think they are, you know what I mean? It's very, very important for parents to understand how this all operates. So again, an informal meeting, you know, explain to people what the technology is, and how and when and what types of bullying are out there. So we think that for us it's a very important
topic. Like bullying, the whole thing about bullying is very serious, and cyberbullying in particular is very serious. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. Can you tell if people are interested in doing this or attending? And sorry about the cyberbullying. Are the students going to be involved in that talk, or is it the teachers? Or
no. That'll be with. I suppose some of the teachers are going to sit in on it because, the key teachers in the school will be interested. We have a professional who's coming to, a technical specialist. Is going to really deal with that with us. Somebody that's involved with one of the companies in UCD.
Yeah.
They're going to give the lead off or the lecture on it, and I'd imagine the feedback from that will go back into the students or what the teachers learn. We always try and like once a month or once a week discuss with children to look. We've had technology banning problems. Approach the teacher or whatever. So. We do have key personnel, key staff, who are, their responsibility is to be a key point for any student that has a problem. You know what I mean? So, the bullying could be coming from other students in the school, but we don't have much of that in our school. But the cyberbullying coming from outside, the friends and the outer environment, is what we want to kind of. Make sure that our students deal with and feel free and feel comfortable to talk to the teachers, you know.
Now, if
not just within the school path, it's outer and beyond that, you know.
Yeah. Now, if there's listeners out there and you want to go to one of these talks or take part, can they do that? I think there's an email.
They can just go to the website, the Margaret Aylward website, and either send an email or ring. Ring the head there. She's quite happy to talk to anyone and invite them along. The date you can turn up if you want. Just turn up to the class itself. But to get further information, it's best just to send an email or phone the school directly. They're quite open. The whole point of this, we're expecting people to call and feel free to call during the day when the school is open. Absolutely no problems.
Okay, Andrew, listen, thank you very much for taking the call, and it's very interesting.
No problem, thanks for giving us the opportunity, yeah.
And it's a great school, and you sound very proud of it, and so you should be.
It is, the students are great. They're, and the staff put a lot of effort into them, and what they put in comes out in double measures. So I'm proud to be associated with school, but the students, like, you know, like the young adults, they kind of, you know, behave funny and kind of crack and have the joke and stuff like that. But they're in themselves are proud of the students who managed to achieve this. And it kind of, at the moment, there's plenty of mentors there now for any future child that goes to the school there. So it's brilliant, you know, no problem.
We have to go now because we have to take a break. And once again, thank you very much for taking the call, Andrew.
No problem. See you later. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Now you can listen again on near.ie.